Okay, let's continue on them off on the bays. And then we need the next two cases, and then we can come back to the riff. Okay, so it goes like this. Ahu, the big simon over there. Hu ben Shimon Tanu Hupusa. Okay. Ahu Domale Lechavre. Kiporosin Horin we ba'ape Ruben Shimon. Okay, so let's say someone says to his friend, when you pay me back in front of these two individuals, Ruben and Shimon. Okay. As opposed to saying, pay back in front of Aiden. He names the individual who wants the payment to be in front of. So what happened? Also, so we went ahead and paid back the loan in front of two random guys. Kosher ate them, but not the ones who were enumerated. Okay. Omar Baye, Ba'apetre, Omar Le, Ba'apetre, Pare. Okay, but so what happened though? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ozal pare ba'ape sahadi achrini v'zeh omer eidei shekahim. So he comes to Beis Din and he produces two Edim, and the Malva says they are false witnesses. Now, obviously, such a claim would never hold up in a normal case, so. For some reason, the fact that he owned, that he identified Reuven and Shimon as his Edim, somehow or other makes his claim of Eidei Shekahim tenable to some degree. Okay, but nonetheless, Abaye says he told him to pay in front of two, and he paid him in front of two. So what's he saying? He's saying there's no halacha is not tokes anything more than avos. There's no the guy can't create a new halacha. So all he can say is pay me in front of Aden. Reuven and Shimon are Aden. Not a new halacha institution. So he said pay me in front of Aden, essentially, and he paid him in front of Aden. Okay. Omale Rava. Lahochi ko omar le ba'ape Reuven v'Shimon. So it says, one second. But he didn't just say Edom. He said specifically Reuven and Shimon. Why? What was he trying to achieve with that? Nidchayev. What does that mean? In order that he shouldn't be able to push him off. It's not clear what that means. To be able to push him sounds like giving him the runaround. Like give him the runaround. But what does that do with two other people? So let's take a look at those. Those go like this. Ozil pore bapi sahadia. Yeah. So according to Rav, what would be the din, by the way? So meaning you have to pay again. Okay. Pierce Bukuntris. V'zeh omer eidei shekahim. That's Rashi. V'im tomav eich neman lomar shem shakrin. How can this guy be believed that these two Edom are lying? V'yesh lomar dekevan de'omar be'ape yurim v'shimon. Bo'ilem emar nehimnas li kol hecha de'omat lo poron. Ad the Parana ba'ape Reuven v'Shimon hidlakom. So you could answer like this: that since he said, "Pay me in front of Reuven and Shimon," what he means to say is that I'll be believed whenever I claim I was not paid back until the payment is in front of Reuven and Shimon. So there are all kinds of weird mnemonic things you can construct. Like You have those cases later on. Mehinnat likebetre. Kol emas omar lo parami. Okay, so a guy can do that. Guy can lend money and make part of the condition. The malva the lova can agree that the malva will always be believed if he says he hasn't been paid, even if they're aiding.
Is that just because commercial income?
Seems so. It seems so. So Tosa says maybe you can interpret it that way. That he's really creating this din of absolute nemonos, except against Reuven and Shimon. But you see the Gemara on Mem Beis Amar Alef says like 4 lines up from the wide lines. So he says, oh, 5 or 6 lines. Let's go a little higher. It says, So the guy, so whatever it is, it's maybe it's a little bit of a coercive practice, but he says, believe me, anytime I say that I wasn't paid, right? So also pari bapi sahade. So he went. He paid in front of Adam. Abayi So Rai, Abayi, and Rava agree on this one, that the guy will, that the Adam will be believed, even though this guy is still saying he wasn't paid. Maskif lor of Papa nei dehimnei tvei. I'm sorry, the other way around. Hahimnei. No, he's still going to be believed. No, the Malva will still be believed that he wasn't paid, right? So, because that was the deal. So he says, so there, so Papa says, that doesn't make sense. Nay, dehimne tvei minafshe. So it's true, they made a deal that the malva will be more believed than the lova. But not more than one is in Aden. Right?
Right.
But then if you say, if he adds that in, he can do that. Then call Amos, Omer lo parano, ozo, parabate tlasa. You have a good question. Okay. Omer of Papa, kibay tre emne, kibay tlasa. Okay, but basically, you can counteract the Adam if you make that part of the condition. So Tosa says, maybe that's what's going on over here. Yeah. Maybe that's what's going on here.
Isn't there a difference between savage? The ability of your surgery versus establishing.
Yeah, there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, Mishpat, Ayin Aleph, and it's called Nemonos. It's all these cases about what type of Tanai Nemonos you can create. Okay, but there's an inyan of Nemonos. There's an inyan that between the Malva and the Lova, they can decide what type of evidence will be dispositive in their particular case. Right? I don't think that works by Kiddushin. I know everybody does that. I don't think that's what they're doing, though. Right? They say, you are my aid into the exclusion of everyone else. Not really sure if you can do such a thing. But that's just a different idea. Think you just don't want people to be mechavim, that they're mechavim Hashem made. I don't really know if you can apostle
They're
Adam.
still aiding. They're not enduring. Not being legal support. The problem there is that if I'm watching,
Right.
also aiding.
Exactly.
That
Right. Right. So you don't want them to be mechavim to be. But anyway, but over here you can actually. But I don't know halakhically speaking if any two people come from the Kiddushin who weren't appointed as Adam, they cannot establish the fact of the Kiddushin.
mean, two other people are proud
Right.
today. Yeah.
It's just you don't want, it's just according to certain sheet that if you're Mechavan, Hashem, Adas, that could possibly cut. You'll
Right.
become part of the cut. And let's say I go and I'm about to murder somebody. That's the thing. Okay,
Yeah, dealing with
I understand. You're all
you
apostle
as the
aiders.
gambler,
None of you
you
can be my aiders except for my friends.
know.
I understand it's different, but okay. But anyway, yeah, so anyway, so that's what Tosis wants to say. That what? That it's a din of of Nermonis. That he really wants to say, Mehemnat li kolhecha de omrat lo parana, ad de parana bapi ruv. So basically putting a limit on that, on his Nermonis rule. Okay. For me, who had the corner with Soma, for Hoki Kamar, but after Lurin with Shimon, he hated Lord with Kaye, Lord Ossi Shapi with Pinifa. The Madihu Shayef came in the Mysis the Hadi. Bavale Lame, he hated Lord Mifta, E. I. Sisa the Achim. It wasn't the Dihu he's saying. It should just say, Dihu sounds like he'll push him off. He'll be able to push off the Barfo for a while. And then he'll have to, whatever, chase him around. But what there's no Dihu point to. According to this guy, there's no Dihu because he simply comes in with two Edom that they've already agreed will not be believed. So it's not a matter of that there shouldn't that there's no decoy. It's a matter of he's not going to be potter. What do you say? We should say kihechidlo. Yeah, we should say kihechidlo lamifta eic sadiachmini. He wants to make sure that he'll won't he'll have no ketur from the loan if he brings other aid. That's exactly what he's doing. So he says, "L'chein that's an interesting cut. In other words, what's the story in the Gemara? The story in the Gemara is right. He says, "Pay me in front of Reuven and Shimon," and he comes to Beis Din and he says, "I paid in front of two Edim who left to begin as a young." In other words, let's just clarify again. I was saying, according to this read of Tosfos, if he came in with Ploni and Ploni, he'd be potter. Right? He's not taking the Nemona step like in Avon, because the deeply lesson doesn't work out that. So he says, really, everybody would agree if he says, pay me in front of Reuven and Shimon, and he comes in with two Edim to testify to both of them that he paid, he'd be potter. But the case in the Gemara is where he came into Beis Din, like the last Din, and he said, I paid in front of Ploni, Ploni, but hopefully let him be as I am. So what was he, why did he say Reuven and Shimon? Because he didn't want this kind of a thing to happen. He didn't want this kind of dichoy. A little bit of a dichoy because now we have to wait until Reuven and Shimon come back and see. We have to wait until Ploni and Ploni come back. He's leaving like a little bit of a he's leaving it hanging. He doesn't want to be in that kind of a limbo. So I want to make sure they are Aiden that I know and I have access to and those kinds of things. But certainly, if the guy comes in with Aiden to Beis Din, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah. V'yesh pirushim shekosov ben kain. V'chein Rabbeinu Chananel gora pirush kain. So he says, some girsas have this open. And that's the girsa Rabbeinu Chananel. We have Rabbeinu Chananel here. He claims that he played and paid in front of others. The Rava said, "Lochi Amalei Reuven Shimon, ki lo lidchaye." From the Stavro, had taught him for us sefer ba'ante sahadi achmini the whole thing in the Sayyam. Of the Istahu umishadu depare lo Omar Rava lo mehindi. So he doesn't want this runaround. Sure, I paid you in front of so and so, but they just took her. They're gone. So it still leaves it open. He has the opportunity to chase them down and wait for them to come back and go back to Beis Din. But he's afraid. This guy is playing games, so I don't want that. I'm going to take my two friends. I know where they live. I know where they are. I know they're not planning on any cross Atlantic trips in the future, and I want it in front of them. But essentially, I'm giving. Essentially, he's trying to avoid the plony, the whole learned Venus I am. So is my focus being Rabbeinu between the way Tosfos is learning and the way Rashi is learning is that Rashi is saying it's actually a psul ne'amonus of any other Edom. And even if he brings Edom to Beis Din, that's the Tanai, that no other Edom left ne'amonus except for these two. Even though they're standing there, they're kosher Edom, that's the Tanai. Okay. Tosfos doesn't like that lashon, doesn't like how that works out with lashon. But the other way of learning is like Tosfos, that no. And that he says there being a chananus, that any Edom, of course you can't be mafkia, then he's not being mafkia the nemonis of any other Edom. He's not saying, like he says on Mem Bezem with Aleph, he says, Mehem not lika de trey. He's not saying I am more believable than any two witnesses, or I'm as believable as two witnesses. He's not a statement of negation of Ne'amonus. He's just adding it tonight. He says, I want you to pay me, if I would just say pay me in front of Edom, I know that you think there's this possibility, you can just walk in and claim that you did it. I don't want that. So I want Edom that I can verify essentially. That I know their whereabouts.
Like the really, I need to be that's all really. There's no knock on
That's a big napkin, right? No, he's right. There's no one learning Reuven Shimon. He's not, according to Tosfos, it's not Reuven and Shimon Dafka. Rashi's learning is Reuven and Shimon Dafka, and they're the only way to establish the truth of this earth. Tosfos doesn't like that. He says, no, it's not Reuven and Shimon Dafka. You have to understand, you have to try to figure out what is he trying to achieve. Like Rava says, what is he trying to achieve by saying Reuven and Shimon? He says, so he can't get pushed around. He can't get delayed. He can't get pushed off. But what kind of a halacha is it? Halachically speaking, what's the Tanai? It would seem he's saying Edom, Reuven and Shimon means like he's saying Edom that I have a certain level of hakara with, that I have a certain closeness with. If they're right in front of me, then Mamela I have a closeness vis-a-vis my verification of them. So if they're in front of Beis Din, they automatically verify to me as Edom. But I don't want you to claim two guys off the street. But essentially, it's saying I'm not saying there has to be Birurai de Edom necessarily, because if you took Reuven and Shimon would be good. But it has to be Edom that are borrowed to me as Edom. So Mamela, if you walk in with them, there's a brayer right there. Otherwise, if they're not here. They have to be borrowed to me, Kvar. And these are the guys I'm telling you are borrowed to me. Something along those lines. Right.
The kidding back that we learned.
Right. So, according to this way of learning, you have to have the gears of Naaman upstairs, right? Because that's exactly what he's avoiding.
Really said the only thing.
Let's take one more case. I'll see what happens here. So he says, okay. All these are all these cases the Ram put in that first law. The one of Edom in general, the one of Reuven and Shimon, and this next case. If a guy says to his friend, "Ki parosa li pirin li ba'ape bei trei the tanu hilchasa," only pay me back in front of Talmid Chacham. Okay. Ozal pare bain delay li delay. There's a Girsa question on that, but okay, let's stick with that one. He went ahead and he paid him privately. Okay, some have the Girsa that he paid him in front of other aid. Okay, but our Girsa is he paid him in front of, he paid him privately. Okay. It Nisu Hanach Zuzi. Then those Zuzi got lost from the Malvin. Okay. Also, the Kamid Rav Nachman Omale in Kibuli Kabaltinu Mine Derech Pikadon. So now the Malva took him to Beis Din and said, yeah, I did get it from him. But not as a payment to the loan, because the condition was you can only pay the loan in front of Chacham. There were no Chacham there. So I did him a favor. I said, I'll be your Shomer Chinam now, right? Until you can find the Chachamim to fulfill the condition of payment. Now, whatever, an honest occurred. I'm Pater Midin Shomer, and he never fulfilled the condition. So now,
I know.
yep, he's very serious about his condition. He wants to take the pikadon because, like, because he'll never get it. But he's very strict on his condition. Okay, a little bit seems a little strange, but okay. So anyway, so what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman said, "Kevan to call modus devadai shakaltinu." Since, like Moshe is saying, since you admitted that you took the money, okay. Piro'on ma'al that itself is a good piro'on. Let's see, Rashi. Kevin to come modis to come baltinu v'zelo b'toras pikadon mosrom Havi Piron. So here's the other piece of the puzzle. The Lova is saying, no, I paid it. I gave him back the money as a payment. Right? Obviously, they're not agreeing it was a Pikadon. So the Lova is saying, no, I gave it back to him, Betoros Piron. He's saying, I only accepted it, Betoros Pikadon. Right?
What's he saying? Take down the model, give the money back, and give it back to me?
Then he would say, I would transfer it to my other pocket in front of the Chachamim and say, now I'm taking it. Okay. So he says, since you admitted that you took it, that's a piron. Here's the funny line. If you want to be Mekayim the Tanai, go and bring it to us. Bring them. The Ha'on of Rav Sheshes, the Tanina Hilchos of Sifra of Sifri,
the Sefer of Kula Gemara.
No one knows exactly what that means.
Now recognize.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The end of the Rashi was, says, you, the Lova, said that he paid it back as a payment, right? And you are claiming you only took it as a kupadon. Those are the wrong to believe. He's Moda, right? But he's saying since the condition wasn't fulfilled, they only accepted it because Picardo, waiting for the condition, waiting for the time that I can fulfill the condition. So Rav Nachman, not clear if this was a joke. See, Post is a joke. Bidichusabamu. The Kamahadale, Vallav Mishum, the Tsarah Hakayan to know.
The other way to understand it is the burden, since that deny is the only thing that's missing, that's the thing you want.
Yeah, Rabbeinu Hanan puts it like this. He says, Amalir of Nathman, Kavan, the Kamodis, the Kapal, Tinhu, Mine, Piron Havi. My boys look you me to know. What do you need to fulfill the tonight?
You get with that.
Right, my
isn't that the same? Isn't that to say that, like, once you accept the money, like, you're mochel, you're tonight? Isn't that
Okay,
a.
maybe that's true. My boy, the human tonight. So what do you
Tomorrow.
need? You want to fulfill your tonight? He's asking my question. So go ahead and bring it.
It's another question.
Did
You've
we
been there
far off
before.
or come on?
Give a pause. Give a
Right. Well, you want to be
Might be
wrong to
better.
be in front of Chacham. Okay, so that's your deal. It's a funny thing to say.
Should we hear one of the
Like
next?
Tosa's saying, there's a bidichusa ba'alma who to call Mahadalai. Right here, you got the money. V'lamishum not really, you have to fulfill it tonight. In other words, you can't say it's a piraon al tanai. There's no such thing like that. Right? You can't say that we set it up that it's a piraon al tanai, it's in front of Chacham.
Yeah, it's no good.
Otherwise, it's not a piraon. There's no such thing like that. Most you can do is you can impose upon yourself some burden that you have to fulfill. So
Well, if the guy didn't, if the guy came
you're
to
not
pay,
Yotze, you're tonight. Okay.
if
But
the guy.
the loan is over. So okay, you have some obligation of tonight that you feel obligated to yourself to accomplish. That's your own thing.
What if I have to pay him back and he refuses to accept the money? He's like,
All right, let's take a look at the rip. Okay. Let's take a look at the rip. On Sof Aleph. Okay. So the rip says like this. So he takes the case. He takes the din of Omrav Yudom Ravasi, like the Lishna Mantra, and he says, he doesn't mention Shmuel at all, right? And he says, Right? Okay, so that's his Shita. So we were saying yesterday that what? That it sounds like it's the Tanai, right? That he's going to learn. We're not, well, is he learning like Ravasi? He sounds like he's learning Ravasi. Well, no, it's not going to be Ravasi, right? And it's going to be, yeah, it'll be like Ravasi, right? This is not Naaman. Right.
Lines
This is not Naaman.
the
Because he's not Naaman. Right?
end
He has to actually remove the Eidim. Okay, good. Now he's like this. So once again, if he says only pay me back in front of Abram Stam, he's not believed if he says I paid you and they left. Okay, now Ahu Tifran Ella So that case, he go into Hanach Sahadi Leisnu Gabon. Okay, so someone learned that what's this case? That those Edom are not here. Right? The ones like Rabbeinu Hanan here, right? That he produced, he's just saying, I paid you in front of the Edom. Okay. Okay, so since he said only pay me in front of these two, yeah, and he paid him in front of others, we'll say to him now, go and pay. The asu and then if those two come and say that he paid, then he'll have to give it back.
See,
Okay. A little confusing what you're saying. It is on low sphere long the high dina hey the stam who did mar el. No, that's the din of Stam. Right?
Stam, you need it.
Stam, you need Adam. Stam, you need to produce the Adam. Although high maisatinyona, lo also lashmuin and eladina achrina. Do all the mehudina kamo. has to be something more than the first din. V'chi omer lei lo tifron ela ba'ante ruim v'shimon ha'ifsilu lehu shar inshi legabi ahu pirana. Like Tosa says. It's actually a statement of psul of everybody else. I mean, like Tosa says Rashi, right? Right. That he's going to say everybody else has no nemus. Yeah, because otherwise it's a repetition of the basic there, stam. And Reuven and Shimon has to be something different than stam. And so look at this. V'kevon v'kobil al nafshe hadin tano'o tanai mamonu. That's it. Once the Lova accepted this Tanai, that only these two will have Ne'emonus, that's its Tanai Mamon. V'kayam, v'ha, v'hejya minan, di amalei, mihim nat li, ke betrei, posu betrei, mishadi lo mashkefim abu. And that's the Gemara, the next stuff. If he says, the Lamalva says, I'll have Ne'emonus like two, even though he brings in two that he paid, we don't listen to them. Mishum de paslinan betano de kabel ale. Wild stuff. Because that tanai is that tanai passes them. Vahai dina nami hochanu. Same thing here. Vahadin hu svara dilon. Vahadin hu svara dilon. That's our svara. And we're going to stick with it. The v'daykinan loha svara mehada asikna mishimo de rova. We get this from Rava. Demand amar lechavrei altifrani ela be'edim shesar kovor le'edim dem amar lo kvapar asif meponi poni v'cholam dizayam eino ne'aman. So it's based on what on the kirsa we had before. V'aydina achrina hochem who. Heichi Omar Rava Lohachi Omalei Ruvain Vishimon. I'm sorry. Heichi Omar Rava Lohachi Omalei Ruvain Vishimon. He Heichi Delo Lidchai. So how can you have two Ravas, right? The Mashma Di Lo Omalei Ruvain Vishimon Madchile.
Yeah, according to the first Rava, he's not even Madchile connected.
The Omar Rava Avogav Delo Omalei Ruvain Vishimon Lo Motzi Madchile.
Eating.
Yeah, it's a little bit repetitive. Just trying to demonstrate it. Elosh ma'amino hay dam rav lohochi amar le ruvin v'shimon ki hechi lo d'chaye af agav de'isinu l'sahadi gabon u'mishadi d'pore hu d'lo mekablina minayu klal elohim amirin le zil pare d'kaman d'pasa l'hu dami. Yeah, so that's his sort. That is right. It's a psul of the Eidus. He said, but listen to this. This is interesting. He said, V'od daikina nami mehu damale l'chavri ki paroso. So that's his first proof. First proof is you have two ravas. And if you can have the gears of Eino Nem on the first one, this one's got to be this one's got to be one. Okay, the second one is the case we just did before. The guy said, ki paroso li piron ba'ape trei de tanu hilchaso. Okay, so what is he going to derive from this one? So the guy went and he paid be'ape sahadi in front of Adam. See, he's got a different gear set.
Oh, the hotel.
He went and he paid him in front of Adam. Be'ape sahadi, who were not chachamim. It nisu zuzi also the kamei of Nachman only in kibuli kabaltin minin omalei. So the guy said, yes, I did get it from him. Kaven the kamei is kabaltin minin piron havi. I. But what do we need him to be moda for? They were Adam.
Right.
So you see from that. Cave under commodus. I'm sorry, he says, Halo commodi. Avagav de Ika Sahadi de Parlo Mehiman. So you see, if he wasn't Moda, even though they were Adam, we would not believe them. The cave under Lotonu Hilchasa, Kimanda pasul hudami.
They don't have it for sure.
Since he said, "I'm only here," since he, since his condition was, you can only pay me back in front of Adam, in front of Chachamim. If you have the gear, so that, that he paid him back in front of Adam, and yet, and there Nachman said to him, "Since you're Moda, you have no claim." So that shows you, without his Hodah, even with the Adam, would have been. What's that? Without the Hodah. Without the Hodah, it's the power of the Hodah, not the Edom. Why? Because his condition was he's only defining Edom by a certain class of people. And anyone who's not that class has no Nemons. So it happened to be in that case, since he said, since he admitted that he took the money, so he's stuck. But had he not admitted, even though there were Edom, he would have, he would still have had a claim. It's that same case, but he has a different fact. His fact is that the guy, did, same case.
Same
complicated. Very simple. The Rif's Girsa just changes one fact in the case. Instead of saying that the Malva and the Lova, instead of saying that the Malva, instead of saying that he that the Lova paid him back alone, which is our Girsa, right? And then the Malva says, yes, I did get it, but I held it as a Pikadam because there were no Chachamim there. The Rif's Girsa is that two Adim come in and say, we saw him pay him back. We're Amaratzim, but we're Kasher Adim, but we saw him pay him back. And then the Malva said, yeah, it's true. I did get that money, but these guys don't count, so I wanted to wait as a Pikadam until I came to Chachamim. And then Rav Nachman said, oh, you admitted. So the Rif says, so you see, it's like Donnie says, it's the force of the admission, not the force of the Adam that established the payment. Why? Because his condition was, I'm only accepting Chachamim as Adam. So once he says, I'm only accepting Chachamim as Adam, any other aid is possible.
Right, it means to say that if he hadn't admitted, if he had said, no, you guys are 8A Shekel, you're talking about.
Right.
So if you change all the gear, it doesn't have the wrong fact.
So according to the Rif, What's his consistent people? Basically, what if the guy says, "Pay me back in front of Adam Stam," then that's a din. Then he's saying that it has to have a biroid. The piron must have a biroid. And if he says anything particular about the Adam, then it's basically hafkos nemonos of any other aid. In other words, the basic condition is Bira Adam, and then the selection of who's qualified as Adam. And he can select particular individuals, or he can select classes of people. But that's basically the way he's learning the whole figure. And the Rambam said what? The Rambam has some very strong words for this, no? He says, "Amalves chaveru be'edim, Rav Amar lo al tifra'eini ela be'edim, bein sham lo b'shas halvah, bein sham lo achar shehilvahu." Okay, so that's the second Mishnah. I read it, "Sarach lefaru be'edim ibnei atanai." Okay. Yes, that we discussed. Correct. Now, "Tohen halov ev Amar lo b'chein asisi uparaticha b'chein ploni uploni v'ochlam dinzayam o mesu." I read it, "Neman." That's the Girsa of Rava, that he's a Neman. Okay. Take Yeshua says it. Now, v'chein im omar lo, al tifra'eini ela b'fnei talmidei chachamim. Okay. So he takes the second case. He reverses the order. Oh, b'fnei rofim. Doctors. V'omar lo, b'fneiem piraticha. V'he'osan ha'edim she'poraticha b'fneiem mesu. O holchol v'yisayam. Areza ne'eman. So too in this one, if he says only pay me back in front of Talmidei Chachamim or doctors, and he says to them, and he says, I did, but those good doctors died or left, he's Neman. So basically, it's no different than the first case. It's no different also than the first case, except he has a condition on who he should pay him back in front of. But it doesn't change the whole Ne'amanah scheme, right? He still has Ne'amanah, so still is a condition of the Piron, and he still has Ne'amanah to say that he fulfilled that tonight, right? All volume Omar lo al tifra'ini ela b'fnei ploni uploni. And he says, I paid in front of Acherim u'nesu. Oh, hochul mizayom, eino nema. But why is that at Oval? Did I mess up the last one? No. Yeah. Why is this different than the last case? Isn't it just a more specific rofim?
Isn't that the argument? Yeah.
In other words, in the last case too, if he said, pay me back in front of Talmidei Chachamim, and he said, I paid back in front of others, wouldn't that also be Ein Onema? No, in the last case he says, pay me back in front of Talmidei Chachamim, v'omer lo bifneihem piraticha. I did. Doesn't he mean Chachamim?
Yeah,
then
he's Nema.
Then he's Nema.
Maybe he's Nema. Even
though
they're not
here. Right. So why is this an oval? But if he said, only pay me back in front of Reuven and Shimon, and he said, I paid you back in front of other people, and they died or left, he's not Naaman. Yeah, but it's the same
it's
thing
like
in the last
saying
case, too.
I used to doctors and I paid you back in front of lawyers.
Yeah, what was this? Shem ibn Asha Tana Zu Hisna Allah Vamala al Tifrini the Ruvi Shimon. Shehem Omdim Imo. Hideshlo Yidche Oso Vayomar Bifne Acherim Porati Vahochu Lohem.
He's saying you can't claim that. Maybe he wouldn't let you claim.
Right. Let's just read let's just read the Rambam real quick. It's just like this: Yesh nuschos min haTalmud shekosuv b'hen sheomer lachaver al tifrini el be'edim. That's the first case. So some say in the first case he's the not Ne'eman, not the Tosso. That's why they made a mistake.
That's the
riskier. That's the riskier. That's the mistake. And I checked it out, and it's a mistake. Okay. Now he says, "Uvishneim kasa v'im omer piratif abnei ploni ploni v'lo." Right. Now, when they tazu she'era mixas asvarim horu mixas agonim shemarma lo al tifreini el abnei ploni ploni. See, he's saying things since they had that first mistake of stam. That said, you have to, that he's not Ne'eman if he said, ploni, ploni, v'hofu lemu sayam. So the next case of only paying back Reuven and Shimon has to be more than the first case. So since they started out with that first mistake of Eino Ne'eman in the Al Tifreini Ela B'Eidim, right? That caused them to make a mistake in the halacha of Reuven and Shimon. Correct. Umipnei tazu she'era lemixas asvarim. Hovu mixas goanim she'imamar lo al tifra'ini ela b'fnei ploni uploni upo b'fnei acherim she'no ne'eman. Because otherwise, what more is that tonight doing? Af al pi she'hevi edim she'poro b'fneim v'gam zutos gedola v'hadin ha'emes she'imbo edim she'poro b'fneim niftar v'ein kam mokum chashash. So that's, but that's a trickle down effect to that first mistake. So Ram holds always, whenever you bring in Adam, there's no din of passing anyone over here. So what are you trying to accomplish? So I'm still not totally clear on it.
If they disappear, then you're not believing. That's what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, so what is he learning?
Class.
I just don't understand the middle case. I guess the middle case was. The doctor's case.
Yeah. Well, then doctors and Talmidei Chachamim lumped in together.
Yeah. So, I mean,
specifically Talmidei Chachamim.
But what's the din over there? What's the din over there? As opposed to Stam? Those you have Stam, and you have Reuven and Shimon.
The between them.
Yeah, what is the in between din?
There's a class of Edom, and then there's specific.
Like you can say tall or short or bald or whatever.
Yeah, but me. But what's the din? What's the halacha difference?
Yeah.
Right, so it's just strange that he puts the oval only on the Ploni case.
Wasn't the halacha in that case? I mean, it might be the same din.
When it's specific, then they have to be.
It's very interesting. He says, Gam ho-ro ha-zos al-pi sifrehem, which ho-ro? Shekosa bohen, ba-oso shom le-chaveru, pira'eni bifnei edim sheshanu ha-lachos. So even with this psak, according to their svarim, that is written in there, only pay me back in front of Chachamim, right? The holachu faro bifnei edim, that's the gears of the rif, zu ta'oso from he. Umatsasi begvilim kosov, all the good stuff is on the gvilim. Azal pare bene levein dile. That's the case that we were just discussing. There was the rif wants to bring a raya, that once the guy says only pay me back in front of Chachamim, even if he marches in Amaratzim in front of the Basin, they're no good, because his girsa was, and he paid him back in front of Edom, and Basin said, oh, since you admitted, you're on the hook. But if you would have brought, but the Edom aren't worth nothing. So the Ram says, that whole raw, I'm not sure what it means by gam ha raw ha zos. What, did he mention that mistake? Did I skip that?
Isn't it the same
raw?
Yeah,
it's the
same
raw.
You don't believe it.
Right, it's the same aura that once you identify particular Edom, it's a psul of the other set. So he says, so what makes, they also made the mistake based on this bad girsa. Af al pi shasfarm hamugahim kemosho amarnu kach ye ro'e mi din ha-talmud. So even though he has these corrected svarim, right, it's also evident from the Gemara. Meaning, sounds like he's echoing a bay. Are we going back to the first halacha?
Yeah.
The very first halacha. The guy said, pay me back in front of Edom. And he did. So what's their complaint? That he couldn't produce them? So whenever a guy pays back in front of Edom, you have to lock him up, put him under house arrest. But what's the guy supposed to do? He took kosher, healthy Edom, and they whatever, they dropped dead. So now it's going to come out, this is Edus B'Shtar. Turns out, once the guy says, only pay him back in front of Edom, becomes like a star. But once he says to him, only pay him back in front of Reuven and Shimon, so now, interesting, Rama. Got to explain that last case, right? Because all those arguments that he just made should apply to Reuven and Shimon too. What are you supposed to do? Lock him up? So he says, no. Definitely, if you paid in front of Reuven and Shimon, you fulfilled it tonight, right? No matter what happens to Reuven and Shimon. But if you chose, after you were instructed to pay in front of Reuven and Shimon, you chose to pick other Edom, and they skip town. That's you. That's on you. Who is it? Atzmo. But if they came, of course, he doesn't have to pay. He says v'chein roi lodun loros. So it would seem with the doctor case too. I mean, I'm not sure why the Ram breaks it up that way, but it seems like it's the same din, right? If he says only came back in front of chachamim or rofim. And he says, I paid back in front of lawyers and they left. It's no good. Doesn't he say that? He doesn't say that. It would be no good. I'm not sure why he only says that then at the Ploni and Ploni level.
Why you don't think he just have a nigger next?
Yeah, it's a good riot to the Ram, because the Ram is making it sound like that position to say that just because you said don't pay me back, only pay me back in front of Adem, but you have to always produce the Adem, he says that's an illogical, it's almost like you're saying that's illogical. So that can't be Ravasi. So the Ram is saying, no, the Ram is learning, the Ram of Pesach is Ravasi, and everybody agrees that once you say that you can always say I paid in front of Adem and they left, the only machlok between Ravasi and Shmuel would be whether there's the Migu still remains intact. There's a good raya that he's learning that pshat in Ravasi. It's very hard to say that that it's in the Midin HaTalmud. And Ravasi's in the Talmud. It's not clear that the Gemara is negating Ravasi.
Right.
Right. Yeah, what is it? And Yul says it's also not all das. It's in the Gemara. Right.
Can you ask?
Yeah, the Ram has this idea that it can't be that it's built into the condition, the possibility that the guy can have to keep paying over and over again. It can't be. Nimza zeporeya pam achar pam liola.
Can't be
not even gone. Achi of the Aden.
Achi of the Aden.
It would be very unlucky. It would be very unlucky. No, I'm sorry, right? It's not. It's not. I feel like Ram's saying you can make a din that the Piron has to be done. Like in front of Eidei Kiyum, so to speak. You need Eidei Kiyum when you do the Piram. But you can't say that the Kiyum of the Piram is Dafka Eidei Raya B'fnei Basin. That's Shtar. Right? That's the thing. You're turning into a Shtar. Right? Saying, you can't say unless there's a Raya that it was paid, there's no Piram. Then you're effectively turning. You could say, "I want a day kiyum, so to speak, when I pay." But now I've nemonis that we did it. And you can say, "Oh, but the nemonis is the only thing that will." Then you turn. Then the only thing, other thing you do is say, "No, the piron is only via a beer of the event." But that's then you're saying you need the a day nemonis to extinguish the reality. Aiden don't establish reality. The nemonis of an event doesn't establish the reality of the event. Not completely, because if you paid in front of Reuben and Shimon and they died, you're good. And now he's saying, and if you want to take a chance, that's the funny part. You want to take a chance, that's your choice. But you can't say as long as it's not built in, no escape. As long as there is a definitive satisfaction that does not require a disposition based in, you haven't converted it into an instrument of a shtar effectively. So then you can put a lot of restrictions fine. Interesting.